half a world away in China, a different tragedy is reverberating almost a week after it happened. 39 people were killed and many more were injured when two high-speed trains collided last Saturday near the eastern Chinese city of Wenzhou. The crash unleashed an online wave of public outrage through China's version of Twitter. It's called Weibo, and some 140 million Chinese are using it. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
Weibo provided the first public word of the train crash. Someone on board tweeted within a couple of minutes after the crash happened. And over the past week, Weibo has become the place to vent anger, share information, and often scoop the state-controlled media. There have been tearful accusations by relatives of those killed, such as this video posted on the website of the Southern Metropolitan Daily. This woman, Wang Hui, says she wants to know the truth about why her husband died. She says, "Give me the truth. Don't try to fool me. I'm not afraid to leave this world with him." Instead of giving straight information, railway officials first tried to change the official time of the crash, moving it forward several minutes, so it wouldn't be as hard to explain why the second train hadn't been alerted that the first train was stalled ahead of it. This comes on the heels of other recent scandals and disasters that have frayed public trust, says Tsinghua University Media Studies professor Shuran Bin.
This Wenzhou incident was really served as a kind of fuel to intensify the public anger accumulated since the beginning of this year.
And, he says, Weibo has poured still more fuel on the fire, in part because much of China's online community, the educated middle class, intersects almost perfectly with those who take the new high-speed trains. This is the sector of society that has been increasingly more vocal in demanding the government do better. One such person, Liu Dongdong, put his frustrations to music. This is actually the song Nothing to My Name by China's most famous rocker, Cui Jian. This song, in its original form, was an anthem for pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square in 1989. This version has different lyrics. It says, "Passengers need your hand, not your excuses, but you just dodge and talk nonsense. Oh, you seem to be doing a PR show. Oh, are you feeling guilty?" All of this and more has been flying around Weibo, despite a propaganda department directive that Chinese journalists should not do their own independent reporting or analysis on the train crash. The state-run media have largely ignored the directive. Still, media analyst Michael Ante thinks what's going on is less an online revolution forcing more transparency than the government allowing people to vent within limits.
It's not about success of the freedom press. It's because the railway ministry is so corrupt that top leaders think it's the time to end the situation.
And in that way, Weibo outrage can be a useful tool. Still, Ante suspects this week's freewheeling criticism on Weibo might lead to more government controls over it in the future. And already, censors have deleted some posts and photos. Tsinghua University's Shuran Bin says another effect is possible.
I think Weibo's emergence would also facilitate the transformation of Chinese media, because now you have pressure from the citizen journalism. Then the mainstream journalism has to be changed in accordance with the public interest, not always with the official interest.
At least that seemed true this week. Chinese Central TV anchor Cho Qiming said on the air, maybe China's development is moving too fast, without enough regard for human safety and respect for human life. He said, can we drink a glass of safe milk? Can we live in apartments that do not fall down? Can the roads we drive on in our cities not collapse? Can we afford the people a basic sense of security? China, please slow down. If you keep going so fast, you may leave the souls of your people behind. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.